Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Introvert Podcast. My name is Amy, and I'm scared to be here. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. This is where we kind of just hang out and drink a cup of coffee or tea or water, which is what I'm drinking today. And most importantly, spend 30 minutes without any social interaction whatsoever, which, to be honest, is probably more for me than you because I get a chance to come back into the space where I record and I don't have to interact with anyone but my microphone for at least 30 minutes. But usually it's more than that just because, let's be real, I screw up a lot. And if you're interested in hearing the times when I screw up, I highly recommend you go over to our Patreon page. That's patreon.com/introvertpodcast, because on the first of every month, I release a clip show, which is kind of a blooper reel for the show. And it's pretty embarrassing for me, but it's also really funny. They're usually about, I want to say like 30 or 40 minutes long, but they're super fun. So if you're interested in that or some other fun rewards, go on over to the Patreon page. And of course, the link is in the description of the audio, or you can find it on my website, introvertpodcast.com. Also, if you want to keep up with the show, I highly recommend you follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/introvertpod, or that's at introvertpod for you people who aren't about to type a link in, which I'm assuming is most of you. So I am pretty active on Twitter. I tweet things that aren't entirely related to the show, and I also tweet things that are related to the show. And of course, if you're a Facebook person, you can head over to facebook.com/introvertpodcast, and that's where you'll find mostly just show updates because I am not super good at Facebook. I'm not super good at the algorithm, and it's a lot more difficult for me to use than Twitter just because I'm a millennial and we use Twitter more than Facebook now. If you are thinking of ways that you want to support the show, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. It's completely free for you, free for me, and it helps the show get into the ears of more introverts so we can help more people and also straight up just entertain more people. So you can go ahead and do that. If you are interested in supporting the show in a way where you can get something in return for sure, you can go over to teespring.com/stores/introvertpodcast. And there are tons of fun merchandise items, great for the holidays. If you have a loved one that you think would love a shirt about introversion, I have so many options available. I think there are 5 pages of merchandise just because I have no impulse control. Let's be real. There are t-shirts and sweatshirts and mugs and stickers and everything you could possibly imagine. And of course, there are logo items as well as funny sayings like the time I said go big and stay home, which is probably the favorite thing that I've ever said in my entire life. So go over to teespring.com/stores/introvertpodcast for the merchandise. Also, just a reminder to those of you who don't know, this is the 16th episode, and this season will end on episode 18, so that means there are 2 episodes left after this, and next week, I don't mind spoiling my own plans, next week we are talking about Thanksgiving, which is my favorite holiday, but I know for a lot of you, it's not your favorite holiday, so we're going to talk about that, and the week after that, we're going to talk about how to survive the holidays, which for a lot of people is a really stressful time, and I totally get that, but I love Christmas, and I have to share, I have been listening to Christmas music since October 1st, which was, to be honest, the date that I gave myself that I could start listening to Christmas music, and I have just recently started listening to it on the radio because my local radio station has started playing it, which is really nice. So I feel validated in my holiday cheer. Also, my sister and I, and my mom, I guess too, have been watching a lot of Hallmark movies lately. We never really used to do this. And then for some reason, we just all started getting really into the Hallmark movies. So we have been doing a lot of that at our house recently, and I love Christmas. So if you love Christmas too, look forward to the next 2 episodes. And if you don't love Christmas, I guess you don't have to listen to them. Bah humbug, I guess. Well, I'm not judging you for not loving Christmas, but to be honest, why don't you love Christmas? And also, just kind of a disclaimer, I am recording the intro the day after I recorded the episode, so if my voice sounds a little bit different, that's why. And I'm also having kind of some allergy issues, just fall allergies. If anyone else has allergies, you'll totally understand fall allergies. So that is all I have to say for the intro. And this week we're talking about stereotypes and how stereotypes affect the way we see each other and the way we see ourselves. So let's get started talking about stereotypes. All right, so stereotypes. This week we're talking about different judgments we make based on people's stereotypes, different stereotypes we might fall into, and how we perpetuate stereotypes and how we can stop doing that, specifically within the introvert community. Now, I know a lot of you are probably familiar with the common introvert stereotype that all introverts are white women wearing glasses who drink tea and like to read books, which I am all of those things. But just because it's a stereotype doesn't mean it's an exclusion, if that makes sense. I think that it's really important for us to see past stereotypes and to be more open to new ideas. I think that any stereotype is damaging, even if it's a positive one, because if you don't perfectly fit the stereotype, then people automatically discredit you. I had a thread on Twitter a week or so ago, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less, I don't remember exactly when, about how the stereotype that all introverts are shy and quiet is really damaging to other introverts and damaging to people who think they might be introverts but don't feel that they fit that mold. When we don't offer people the opportunity to fit themselves into a community, that creates tension, and that's not good. So let's talk about different stereotypes about introverts that I think we need to abolish, like, right away. The first stereotype that I want to talk about is being shy, because if you've ever seen the musical Once Upon a Mattress or seen the movie version, which is okay, not as good as the musical in my opinion, but whatever, you'll know that there's a song where she sings about how she's so shy and so painfully shy, but it's really funny because she's obviously not, because she's singing out loud, which I think could be a damaging stereotype because, you know, she could be an introvert. Just because you aren't quiet all the time doesn't mean you're not an introvert. Like, I hate to break it to you, but social introverts exist. Like, I'll hold your hand through this process while I explain it to you, but you're not super special just because you're shy. And I know extroverts who are super shy. In fact, one of my closest people in my life is a shy extrovert, which sounds so backwards, but it's true. It's a thing that extroverts can be shy and introverts can be outgoing. One of my best friends who's an introvert is probably one of the most outgoing people you'll ever meet, but she's still an introvert. Being an introvert has absolutely nothing to do with being shy. And that is a stereotype that's been perpetuated by the media. It's been perpetuated by how people, introverts, are portrayed in movies and books and TV shows. But also it's perpetuated by introverts because it's a brand, right? To some people, being shy is a brand, and being socially anxious, having social anxiety, I got there, is a brand. It's what they strive to be. But I don't always feel like I don't want to have social interaction. I just don't always want to have it all of the time, you know? And of course you can discover that you're an introvert in different ways other than being told, oh, you're so shy, you're such an introvert, because there are personality tests and books and shows and movies dedicated to people who are introverted, which is awesome. However, they still perpetuate the stereotype that all introverts are quiet, which I think is a double-edged sword, because all recognition is good recognition, honestly, for introverts, just because most people who are in the media are extroverts, and it's perpetuated this idea that in order to have a full and happy life, you have to feel comfortable having all social interaction all the time, which is not true. That's not true for anyone, not just introverts, extroverts too. You should spend some time alone once in a while, even if you're an extrovert. Just spend some time alone once in a while. It's good for you. But this perpetuated stereotype that in order to have a full life, you have to be outgoing and you have to always be at a party or always have plans on the weekend. That's just not good. That's not true. Well, first of all, it isn't true. And second of all, it isn't a healthy thing to attain and strive for. Because if I gave myself the expectation that I was going to, God forbid, have plans every single weekend, I'd probably lose my mind. I love weekends because I don't have to leave the house and I don't have to put on a bra for like 8 days. Not 8 days, for like 2 days. Wow. Good job, Amy. Very strong command of the English language right here. But it's true. I am an introvert, but I'm not shy. I'm not going to be the one to hide in a corner and not part. I think a good example of this is participation in class. If you're an academic or if you're in college or whatever, I participate in class a ton because I feel really uncomfortable with silence if there's a group of people. Because for me, silence means someone did a bad. Someone said something bad or so. I just have this very negative view of silence in a classroom during discussion time, not during like a test. But that's why I always engage, because I think it's so awkward to just sit in silence. And I just feel bad for like the teacher and I feel bad for my classmates. So I'm pretty much Hermione Granger. If any of my real life friends are listening to this, they're just going to be shaking their heads because it's true. But I really hope, I've said this before on the podcast, but I really hope no one in my real life listens to this. Like, it's just so weird for me to think about. It's not even like I do or say anything bad on the show. It's just a completely different part of my life. It's kind of a persona. Like, I'm not going to lie. I'm not this character. Well, it's not a character, but you know what I'm saying? This isn't exactly who I am. You can never really get exactly who a person is over the internet just in general, but also I can't just sit here and shoot the shit and not talk about anything, right, on the podcast. I have to have a topic, and I can't just complain the whole time because that one reviewer, I always talk about this. This is so, I'm laughing because I think it's funny. It's kind of just a meme now, but that one reviewer, like the first week of the show or maybe the second episode, was like, I like this show, but she complains too much, which isn't, it's not untrue, okay? Like, they're not wrong. I do complain a lot, but I happen to think that I do it humorously, or else people wouldn't be listening, or maybe they listen just to make fun of me, but I don't care. You know what? Make fun of me. Dab at the haters. God, I hate myself. This is horrible. Anyway. See, there is a stereotype that introverts are all meek and quiet and shy, but I am pretty much none of those things. And yet, I still require about 2 hours to recover after 1 hour of socialization. That's just how it is. I don't think that's a bad thing. I don't think it's even a good thing. That's just how it is. It's how it happens. And when we put a label on something, like how we live our lives, when we put a label on it, that gives it more power. It gives it more weight, which can sometimes be positive and oftentimes be pretty negative. Because if you think about it this way, if you experience something, and for example, I'm in a lot of Facebook groups for various different things. I'm in podcast Facebook groups, and I'm in Facebook introvert Facebook groups, etc. And people always post in these groups like, I'm experiencing X, Y, or Z symptom or life event. Is this normal? Is this related to being an introvert? Is this related to chronic illness? Whatever. And oftentimes it's not. Right? Like someone's will post in an introvert Facebook group, I'm lactose intolerant. This is a bad example. This is obviously not a real life example. But if someone posted it in an introvert Facebook group, I'm lactose intolerant. Is this related to being an introvert? It's 100% not medically related, but I can guarantee you there will be at least 4 people commenting saying, oh yeah, everyone who's introverted is lactose intolerant, which isn't true. But you see what I'm saying? How these, if we put so much weight in something, then we start to attribute all aspects of our life to that thing. I think a good example of that is using it as an excuse, and not to call anyone out, or I'm not even thinking of a specific person, mostly just myself. Like, use the fact that you're introverted as an excuse to be an asshole to people. I'm sorry. That's not a valid excuse. There's no excuse for that. But to say like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm really rude, but I'm an introvert. Like, no, stop. No, don't take the introvert name in vain. You're not rude because you're an introvert. You're just a rude person who also happens to be an introvert. And that's why I hate when people say things like that, because it just makes us all look bad, right? It's like, oh, people who say that they're an introvert, but they just actually really don't like other people, but you can blame it on being an introvert. You can just blame anything on anything else. You can be like, oh, I'm in a really bad mood today. It must be because I'm an introvert. But really, it's probably just because I'm in a bad mood. And there's no reason for that. So there are other stereotypes that come with being introverted. And I think one of the biggest ones, is bookishness. And bookishness, think Hermione Granger or Rory Gilmore. Characters are people who are always having their nose in a book and always in this different world, which isn't untrue for a lot of introverts. But for some introverts, they just don't like to read. And that's okay. In my opinion, anyone who doesn't like to read hasn't found a good book yet for them. Because you can hate reading and then find that one book and it just sparks a love of reading. And I feel like I'm legally obligated to say that on behalf of all English teachers ever. Sorry, guys. That's my major. Don't wear it out. But really, I know plenty of people who don't like to read, and that's fine. Like, that's totally okay. I don't know when it became a thing where everyone had to love to read. I get that for kids, it's important to read because it builds critical thinking skills and it builds literacy and it builds speech skills and social skills. But for adults, sometimes your time could be better spent somewhere else in your life, and that's fine. Like, if I spent all day reading and didn't do anything, like I didn't do any homework, I didn't do any housework, I didn't fulfill any responsibilities, and I was just like, oh, sorry, I was reading all day. I'm such an introvert. Like, that's not an excuse to not do your responsibilities. You just like to read and you're associating it with something else. So it's okay that you like to read and that you're an introvert, but not all introverts like to read, and not all people who like to read are introverts. Personally, I love reading, but that's just because I am a fast reader and that's one of my skills. I'm also a fast writer. I like to write, but some introverts don't like to do that. We're all different people. We're all very different people. And yet there are these stereotypes and common beliefs that are just untrue. Another stereotype for introverts is that they're primarily women. And I can understand why this is a stereotype, because in these types of surveys where you're self-reporting, you get a lot of women who do it. That's just how it is. Okay, that's just how things go in terms of surveys. Men are less likely to fill out surveys. We did a survey on it. Just kidding. But I do actually know that. I think from a psych class, or it was from a class. I'm not just making that up. But there are just as many male introverts as female introverts. It just happens to be that for whatever reason, the common social stereotype is that females are introverts. But I know a lot of male introverts. In fact, I think if I had to count up like the people I know in real life who are introverts, there would be way more men than women, to be honest. I think for men too, it's less obvious because they have way less of a social obligation to do certain things than women do. Like, women are expected, and not to say that, like, oh, I'm not complaining about this, I'm just stating a fact. Women are expected to have girlfriends, you know what I mean? Like, air quotes around that. Girlfriends and, like, sleepovers and all these things. And honestly, I don't think I've had a sleepover, like, a real sleepover, you know what I mean? But not, this is coming out wrong. I don't think I've done one of those, like, girly things in a long time. And that's probably a lot because I'm an introvert, but also partially because that's not really my scene. But for guys, like, if you don't have a close group of guy friends, it's not really a huge deal, right? But for girls, that's like a red flag. If a girl doesn't have any friends that are girls, you're like, ooh, what is she up to? Not to say that that's necessarily a kind thing to say, but it happens, right? Like, take my sister, for example. She has a lot of friends who are guys. I mean, she just has a lot of friends, but she's an extrovert, so it doesn't matter. But if she was an introvert and she only had friends who were guys, people would probably be like, why doesn't she like any other women? Like, it's just a red flag. And that is not the best stereotype, but also to say men can't be introverts is unfair to men because it's just unfair, okay? Stereotyping people is bad. End of story. Yeah, 15 minutes of a podcast episode summed up. Stereotypes are bad. End of story. That's going to be my description, okay? How about that? I think another pretty big introvert stereotype is that all introverts that introverts are primarily homebodies who are inactive. So, for example, introverts don't like to play sports is kind of what I'm getting at, which is so not true. Actually, a lot of people I know that play sports are introverts. And it's just, I get it because of like the whole team dynamic. You're less likely to have introverted characteristics around that group of people. And I think that's a good way to say it, is that doing an activity doesn't invalidate you as an introvert. And it's okay to have different characteristics around different groups of people. When I'm around, when I'm around theater people, for example, I have a way different personality. I'm way more outgoing. I'm way more extroverted. And you're not always introverted all the time or always extroverted all the time. Everyone has their moments. Like with certain groups of people, I'm an extrovert. And with certain groups of people, I'm an introvert. That's how it is. And that's totally normal. And I don't think there should be a stereotype against any type of introvert or any type of person in general or extroverts. Just these labels that we put on things, not even stereotypes, just labels, I think are really damaging for young people coming into themselves and coming of age. So I'll leave you with this. Just because you don't necessarily fit the exact stereotype of something doesn't mean you can't feel involved and doesn't mean you can't feel validated in your feelings. And if anyone has ever felt that they don't belong in a community because they don't fit the stereotype, just know that it's okay to feel that way, and it's okay to feel like just because you don't fit this mold, the stereotype, that you can't be a part of that community. But know that you can still be part of the community and you can get past that feeling, because I've been there before. I felt that kind of, I don't know if I fit in here feeling before. But you'd be surprised how far you can go just from branching out and just from saying, you know what, just because I don't fit this exact stereotype doesn't mean this isn't something I can enjoy and participate in. Hey introverts, guess what? This episode is sponsored by Audible, which is amazing because who loves books more than introverts? Nobody. And who loves avoiding people more than introverts? Also nobody. So you can have your earbuds in and no one will talk to you. And you can be learning things by listening to a free audiobook from your 30-day free trial by going to audibletrial.com/introvertpodcast. You get a free audiobook just for signing up and a 30-day free trial of Audible's amazing service. So I highly recommend it. I use Audible. Go to audibletrial.com/introvertpodcast to sign up, or you can go to our website, introvertpodcast.com/audible. All right, everyone, it is time for my favorite part of the week. That's right, the weekly challenge and weekly recharge. And the weekly challenge is where I challenge you and myself to do something outside of our comfort zones this week to make us better people, and also just to push ourselves a little bit and get outside of our little cute introverted comfort zones. And the weekly recharge is where I offer you something to recharge your social batteries and kind of take care of yourself this week. So let's get on into the weekly challenge. This week's weekly challenge is to have a conversation with someone who you wouldn't have otherwise, whether that's due to stereotypes, physically stereotypes on your part, how you think of them, how they think of you. Just have a conversation with them, and I promise you'll be really surprised by how different people are than you think they are. Some of my best friends have come from having conversations with people I definitely would not have talked to otherwise. So that is my challenge for you. And of course, I do these challenges with you, so you can keep up with me on Twitter or Facebook at IntrovertPod on Twitter, facebook.com/IntrovertPodcast for Facebook, to see how I'm doing with my weekly challenge and also to check in with me if you need any assistance. And this week's weekly recharge is to take an hour to yourself. And now I don't mean take an hour to yourself and just sleep. I want you to take an hour to yourself and do something you love without fear of judgment. So if that means that you love playing video games, but people always judge you for that, do that. And don't wrap yourself up in what people think about you, because it doesn't matter. As long as you're having fun and you're not hurting other people, you're in a good spot. So that is my offering for you this week. Thank you so much for listening. And now let's wrap up this episode. All right, everyone, that is all I have for our show today. Thank you so much for listening to my spiel about stereotypes and why they're bad and why we should try and get past them. If you have any interest in following me on Twitter to hear more of my opinions and ideas, go over to IntrovertPod at IntrovertPod on Twitter or twitter.com/IntrovertPod. The link is in the description of the audio or on our website, IntrovertPodcast.com, which if you like hearing some more about me and finding some fun links and freebies, the website is a great place to go. And it's also, if you subscribe on the website, you will never miss an update and never miss, like, if I change something with the show schedule or something like that. So the website is a good place to be. And also, if you really love the show and want to become a patron as a way to support the show even more and get even more behind-the-scenes access to me and access to more content, go over to patreon.com/introvertpodcast. And there you will find some really awesome rewards, including book recommendations and ideas from me and other freebies like the clip show, which is my personal favorite because I have cut a lot out of this episode because my dogs are really barky today and also my phone kept going off. So if you're interested in that at all, go over to patreon.com/introvertpodcast. And of course, the very best way to support the show is to share it with a friend or to review it on iTunes, whichever one you'd rather do. So also on Patreon, you can get ad-free episodes and access to a patron-only RSS feed, which means that whenever I release an episode early, you will have it show up in your feed and you don't have to worry about hearing ads or anything you don't want to hear, any sort of content you don't want to hear. So patreon.com/introvertpodcast. Like I said in the intro, there are two episodes left after this before we go on hiatus. And then, of course, we're coming back on December 31st. And that last episode will be up on November 26th, which is the Sunday after Thanksgiving, if you are curious. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. I can't believe there are only two episodes left in this season. It's pretty sad. But to be honest, I need that hiatus time to prepare myself for finals because God knows I need it. My name is Amy. I'm scared to be here. Have a great week, guys.